Hey, welcome back, everybody. I hope you guys are having a fantastic day. You're watching Crypto Junkies. This is episode one. I haven't been really focusing on this channel because I've got other channels and businesses to run, so that's where I focus most of my time. But I've been thinking about beginning on the Crypto Junkies channel because, you know, over the last 4 to 5 years, crypto has become more common in my life. It's become more of a thing that I focus on. Naturally, I think we all do. When we wake up, we're like, where are the prices at? Let's be honest. So, because it's such a bigger part of my life now, I want to participate in the community, talk more about this awesome technology and the potentials. This channel is not about signals or calls or price predictions or technical analysis. I don't really do those things. I'm learning just like you. And I watch a lot of the same channels that you watch to better understand technically what's going on in these markets, but that's not what I do. That's not what I'm going to be talking about here. So if you do find some value in the conversations we'll be having here, smash the like for the algos, subscribe if you want to stick around. Crypto Junkies is for people that love crypto, that can see the opportunity that it's presenting and absolutely love it. That is not just about making profit or making money, but just loving the technology that it's bringing forth, the and everything in between, because it's more than just what we're seeing. As we dive into it deeper and deeper through the past like decade, clearly there's a lot of applications and there are a lot of passionate people in this technological space. So that's what's really exciting for me. The potentials for profit are amazing and I love it and I'm grateful that I'm in it. But I'm also very excited about where the technology can lead and how it can improve the quality of life for everybody. And we'll see where that goes. So that's really what this channel will be mostly about, just following the tech, following the market, and having fun ultimately. So on this first episode, I want to give you a background on me. I'm an entrepreneur. I own businesses. I invest. I do a lot of different things. I podcast. I make content. But, you know, I became involved with crypto at around 2015 when most of us kind of started paying attention. We saw the price rises. I found out about BTC in 2012, but didn't understand it. Didn't dive any deeper past that. But we all paid attention by the time it was 2015, and it had been on literally national news by 2017, if not global, right? The price rise was so massive. Everyone was looking at this. Naturally, that's what happens when there isn't a whole lot of money in something, and then you start pumping it with money, and yeah, the price rises. Today, we have a different market altogether, but I really began to pay attention and research and learn about the technology, and I really began taking it seriously by middle of 2018. At this point, I had a child. I was looking to grow my family, and I was looking for investment opportunities that that presented a much better upside than, you know, let's say the traditional markets. So I looked at crypto. I'm like, cool, you know, prices have been down for over a year and a half at this point. I had learned about the halvings that occur every 3.5-4 years with Bitcoin, and how that creates these cycles of pumpage, for lack of a better term. And so this is where the lessons began. I began, you know, buying small amounts, accumulating, going through the roller coaster ride of the emotional issues that it brings. I learned a lot through this phase. Mind you, had no idea what to expect in the next halving. I would have, if I knew now, back then, I probably would have bought a lot more. I would have dumped everything, every penny I had. But honestly, I nearly had anyways at this juncture. So by 2020, I had poured in so much. I had aggressively accumulated for such a long period of time, and I did make mistakes in between. So I mostly bought. So prices came down and I bought, and I had to learn the emotional issues that it brings with it. Prices come down, it hurts, and you know, you're not really sure about buying, but you buy. And I continued to buy, and I overcame that first obstacle and lesson. Buy when prices are suppressed, not when they're up. So by the time it was 2020 and we had the C19 sell-off in March, that was my last bit of accumulations. And then we were off to the races, naturally. And it was quite a fun time to see how much it rose. This was the second lesson. And I had thought about this for months and, you know, even up to the 2 years of the accumulation of, into this, you know, bull season was, where do I sell and how do I know I should sell? When do I know it's the top? And that became a very scary feeling. This was the part that I had not learned enough about. Learned plenty about buying during suppressed pricing and accumulating zones for long periods of times. That could be months and years of just being patient and accumulating as much as you can at suppressed prices, because eventually it goes up, and when it does, this is where you make money, but you have to be patient. But when it does go up, like let's say this season, I had no experience of how I should execute my sales. It was tough. That's all I have to say. It was definitely a difficult time, and I have my regrets, but I learned what I needed to learn through this process, and hopefully I execute a lot better the next season. Who knows what, you know, it's going to look like. These market cycles can be lengthened. We keep hearing that. The next bear season might be right around the corner. We keep hearing that. Nobody really knows, but from what I understand from all the research is that when we finally have interoperability in mass is when we will get adoption. This is, on the basic level, this is what's needed. And I got to tell you, these fucking gas fees for Ethereum need to come down. It's just unsustainable, especially for small fish like myself who is staking and want my rewards, my $10 or $20 or $100 rewards. I got to pay $300 in gas fees to get them. It's unrealistic. So the Ethereum blockchain needs to figure this out. And all of the interoperability stuff need to be figured out. So great opportunities here. This is why I'm a crypto junkie. I'm in it every single day, every hour of the day, learning, growing, just like you guys are. So that's pretty much a brief history on who I am, what I'm doing here, and why I created this channel in the first place, is to be able to openly discuss the technology, the amazing things that it's bringing, the changes that are inevitably coming as well as a result of how these blockchains work. And we'll talk more about it as time goes on. So I appreciate you guys. If you're a crypto junkie like me, consider sticking around. I'll catch you on the next one.